got in a really bad accident. His car was crushed.
You never know what can happen in the future. That's why you need to be ready for Jesus. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening. Did you know that Jesus is coming back? It's true. Before he ascended into heaven, he told his disciples he would return, but he didn't tell them when. In Matthew 24, verse 44, he said, "Be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Yes, it's important to be ready for Jesus, and that means believing in him and trusting him as your Lord and Savior. For more information on what that means, let's listen to our story today. It's called Some Ordinary Day. "Mom," said Julian, "isn't that where we picked blackberries one day last summer?" He pointed out the car window to a field that looked familiar to him. Mom glanced over. "Sure is," she said. "You know what else?" added Julian. "Driving home from picking berries that day was the last time I rode in the blue car."
"The day before the accident," Mom said thoughtfully.
Julian nodded. He remembered what had happened the day after they picked berries. His dad had gotten into an accident while driving the blue car. Thankfully, Dad had not been badly hurt, but the car looked like a crushed tin can. "The phone call we got that day sure was a surprise, wasn't it?" Julian said. "When we were driving home from picking berries, I had no idea that Dad would be hit by a truck the next day and the car would be smashed and I'd never ride in it again."
"I'm sure that didn't occur to any of us," said Mom.
"The Bible reminds us that we never know what will happen from day to day."
"Yeah, it started out like an ordinary day," Julian said. "I had breakfast and then I played outside. We were having lunch when, surprise, the day wasn't ordinary anymore."
Mom smiled at Julian. "There's going to be a big surprise on another ordinary day," she said. "People will be doing ordinary, everyday things, expecting life to go on as it always has, and then suddenly," Mom snapped her fingers, "Jesus will come back."
Julian nodded. "It could happen any day, couldn't it?"
"Yes, it could," said Mom. "It will be a terrible time for those who haven't put their trust in Jesus, but a great and wonderful event for those who are ready, for all who know him as their Savior."
"Which is why we need to tell others about him," said Julian, "so they can be ready when he comes too."
Mom nodded. "Exactly. Let's pray for those who don't know Jesus and tell them that they can be ready for his return by trusting in him." So how about you? If Jesus comes back today, would you be ready? Someday, some ordinary day, he will come again to judge the world and make everything new. Sin, the bad things you've done or thought, cannot be a part of that new world, but Jesus took the punishment for all those bad things. Trust in him so your sins can be forgiven. Then you can eagerly look forward to living with him forever when he returns. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, just go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse today is Matthew 24, verse 44.
"Be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect."
And our key thought today, Jesus may come today. Be ready.
Hey, Zach. Who created sin? How did sin enter the world?
Hey, Ben. Well, technically, no one created sin. Sin is one of the negative byproducts of free will. And even though God created free will, he didn't create sin. God created you and allows you to choose to follow him or to turn away from him in sin. Ben, I hope that answers your question. Thanks for writing to me. As always, I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.